The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You have an iPhone, you need to hear this, because there's a new hacking tool that could affect your phone and steal your data, and you don't even have to do anything to let this nasty in. I'm joined now in the studio by our tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, I do not like the sound of this thing. What is it?
I know, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it is important to check if you are impacted by it. So it's called Dark Sword. And this is using a vulnerability within the operating system of certain iPhones to exploit your data, as you said. So essentially, if your phone is infected by this, firstly, you won't know in the instant it happens. You won't know in the aftermath. And the level of information that it can access includes your passwords, your messages, your photo. If you have a bit of crypto in your digital wallet, all of that is left exposed. And this is something that was identified by researchers late last year. And Apple has since issued updates to try and patch over it, to essentially remove this. But that works for some people, but not all people.
So how do I diagnose my phone? How do I know whether it's in there or not?
Everybody, let's do this together as a class. So we take out our phones.
Yeah.
We all have. Now, again, it's only impacting your iPhone. So what you want to do is you want to go to your settings.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. Go on.
And at the top, if you scroll up to where the search bar is within your settings, if you can put in software, and you'll be able to see the version of software that you have on your phone. And so what we're checking here now is, ideally you'd have iOS, so that's the operating system, 26.3.1.
That's what I've got.
Good woman.
So that's good, is it?
You're good. Yeah, you're in the good class.
Okay.
So if you have an older version of that, if you're somebody, and I know so many of these people, and I completely empathize with it, but sometimes your phone will say you've an update due, but you don't have enough storage on your phone.
Mm.
Unfortunately, your options are going to be free up space in your phone, buy iCloud storage, you'll need to find a way to do this update. Basically, you have to get this update done.
You need to have 26.3.1, otherwise you could be in trouble.
Yes.
Dark Sword is coming for you.
Dark Sword is coming for you. And what's freaky about this one, Claire, is this is a zero-click attack, in that you could be just browsing around online, going to your favourite websites, and this toolkit, this hacking toolkit, could exist on the website. You don't have to click on anything. You don't have to download anything. Just by going to this website, the virus can get into your phone, take your information. It then self-deletes. The malware deletes. So there's no trace of it. So there's no point in you going to a gadget expert today saying, can you tell me if I have malware on my phone? Because this has been operational since last year.
It steals your stuff and vanishes.
Disappears. And if you think about, we're coming up to the 5-year anniversary of the ransomware attack on the HSE. And what we know of that instance, that was triggered by somebody opening an email attachment from somebody who they thought they knew.
Mm-hmm.
That's how sophisticated this type of ransomware attack and malware attack was a number of years ago. And that blew people's minds. But it's now got to the stage where you don't even have to click on anything at all. And the websites may not know that this is in place. And the people behind these attacks, the groups behind them, they are targeting high traffic websites.
So if you have an Android phone, are you okay? Is this only attacking iPhones?
Yeah, so this is exploiting, there's six areas within the iOS, so again, the operating system of Apple devices that are being targeted. Now, that's not to say that Android phones never get targeted by this. And it also, it doesn't say that you'll never get targeted by malware, either via your inbox or a WhatsApp. I'm always telling people, never click on a link. If you get an SMS from someone saying that they're on Pust or another service provider and you owe $1.99, click this link to pay now, don't click the link. Never click a link, because the hackers, the evolution of these cyber attacks is fascinating, particularly if you're a nerd like me, right? Because what used to come in via an email from a prince in Algeria who wants to give you €1 million.
Yes.
That's completely changed. They can now overtake somebody's number and have it. So you and I could be in a text thread. They can overtake my number. So it would still come in as Jess Kelly on your phone, but the message is not from me. A few weeks ago, I spent hours of my life chatting to somebody, a hacker who'd overtaken a friend's WhatsApp account. They changed it to a business account. They were answering questions, you know, interacting and all the rest. And then what they do in that instance then is, I think I'm still talking to my friend. And a few hours into the conversation, they say, come here to me, is there any chance that you would send €500 to this link?
Like, but you knew straight away that your friend wasn't going to ask
100%.
That of you.
Yeah.
And did you know prior to that that this person was a hacker?
Yeah. Because it comes up that that person had changed their account to a business account.
Uh-huh.
This is somebody who would had no reason to change their account to a business account. But
did you know by the tone of the conversation you were having?
Oh, yeah. So once I copped it, I initiated the conversation.
Okay.
Just to check, because I had my suspicions. So it popped up that they had changed their account to a business account. And so I went, hiya, you all right? And I got a yes
I'm
back.
I'm really uncomfortable. This is mad stuff.
But Claire, this goes back to what we did on your very first show here. Do you remember I cloned your voice and I cloned my voice?
I know.
And it used to be a case that if you pick up the phone, you can verify that you're talking to who you're talking
to.
That's not the case anymore at all. And so that's why sometimes I go around like a paranoid mess, because you can't believe what you're seeing on social media. You can't click on the links that are coming in. You can't talk to your friend to verify that you're a friend. I just think me and the robot that was in with Joe Lynham earlier on might go off on an island together.
Did you see the robot?
I did.
Fascinating, and it
freaked me out.
It can do our housework apparently in a year and a half.
It's a dream.
I'm waiting for it.
Yes.
I'm going to fold the sheets and empty the dishwasher. The only thing that will do it in my house apart from me. Jess, thank you so much. That is Jess Kelly. So,
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.